Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Mission Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come to your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. To let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. To all of you that's behind prison bars, Jesus is concerned about you. Even unto those of you that's out there in the free world, you may not be locked up in a physical jail, but if you're living in sin, you're in the prison house of sin. And Jesus come to open up the prison doors. Praise God. We have this powerful message. We've been talking about the names of God. We're going to start off with a brand new message on this month, talking about Jehovah Kadisi, which is the Lord that sanctifies. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate, tune in to today's broadcast for the exciting message. Those in the free world, click it, amen. Let your neighbor know about this powerful message. And at the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Sanctification means to be set apart, as people say. But it goes deeper than being set apart. Because just because you set somebody apart from something doesn't mean they are completely delivered. They're completely free. Just for example, if you take a person that's drinking alcohol and take them out the street and lock them in a jail, even though they may not can get the regular booze like they want to because they're locked in jail, but if they got that drinking demon in them, they'll try to get it other ways, such as making mash. That's popular in the prisons. When I say mash, prisoners know what mash is. Some of you that don't be going to prison, never work a prison, may not know what it is. It's homemade alcohol. That's what it is. Because the desire is still in them. So being set apart is more than just put aside. Jesus must deliver you. Now, once that drinking demon be delivered out of a person, then they don't want it, whether they be in a prison, whether they be out there on the street. They're free from it. Because the Lord set them free. When Jesus set you free from your sin, you got victory over the devil. That means sin do not excite you. Because the Lord done set you free. And the Bible says in St. John 8:36, for he that the Son set free is free indeed. Jesus will give you a deed to your freedom. Amen. Jesus come to set us free. We don't have to be a slave to sin. And I'm putting it on radio so people can understand and know that. Jesus come to take sin out of the sinner. That's what sanctification is all about. Jesus' blood does more than just wash us. But it cleanses us, root out the appetite, desire of sin. That old inherited sin from the fall of Adam. Jesus deliver us from that sin. Place in us a brand new nature. The nature of Christ. The new birth. Being born again. Praise God. That's when Jesus breathed a life in our soul and sanctify us wholly. Praise God. That's what Jesus come to do. Amen. And when the Lord deliver you and set you free, It cleans you up and writes your name on heaven's roll and give you a seat in the kingdom because you be a child of God. Born by the power of God in the royal family. Ready for heaven because only the pure in heart shall see God. How can you be pure? Washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. That's the reason why Jesus said, St. John 14:6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man come to the Father but by me.
Amen.
You must go through Jesus' blood to get to God. You can't get to God no other way but through Jesus. That's the reason why I'm a Jesus man. People try to look over top of Jesus. They try to talk about God. You cannot get to the Almighty God looking over top of Jesus. Because he is the way. That's the reason why I promote Jesus on the heaven bound train. Jesus is the one we need to look up to. He's the one that can save you from your sins. And take sin out of you. The blood of Jesus not only will forgive you, but it will cleanse you, wash you, and make you a child of God. Praise God. That's good for an introduction. Let's get ready to go into the Word of God. Let's go to Ezekiel 36:22, Missionary Velvet.
Therefore say to the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, I do not this for your sake, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, when you have profaned among the heathen, whether you win. And I will sanctify my great name, which will profane among the heathen, when you have profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, says the Lord God, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes.
I'm telling you, the Lord wants to sanctify the people before the eyes of the heathens. Because we live in an age where America, the United States as a whole, has turned their back on God. And I'm telling you, looking at the world has even turned their back on God. People are too much in themselves, living naturally, trying to leave God out the picture. You look at the news, people talk about the forces of nature. Nature, that's how much they talk about. But they leave God out. But I want to let you know, God is still on the throne. Jesus come to save people from sin and take sin out the sinner. People feel like they can't get free from their sins. But I got news to let you know, Jesus come to set you free.
Amen.
You don't have to be bound in sin thinking you can't get loose. But Jesus will open up your door and set you free. Because St. John 8:36 says, he that the Son set free is free indeed. Jesus will give you a deed to your freedom. Praise God. Amen. The Lord will sanctify himself in the children of Israel before the heathens. And the Lord wants to sanctify himself before the people. Amen. So the world may see Jesus. Amen. The Lord wants to sanctify himself through the saints of God. So that the world may see Jesus. Let the Lord sanctify himself through you. The people may see Jesus in your walk. See Jesus in your talk. See Jesus in your conversation. Because when the Lord sanctifies you, he changes your way of living. You don't live like you used to live. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore if any man be in Christ, that means you women too, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold all things, not some things, but all things become new. Light and darkness don't mix. Oil and water do not mix. You can't mix Jesus with the devil. It don't mix. Jesus said a good tree cannot bring forth corrupt fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. So The Bible is clear. Let you know, Jesus come to save us from our sins and take sin out of us. The blood what cleanses up and write us name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Get us ready for heaven. I'm telling you, that's the reason why it's very important to be sanctified through the blood of Jesus. Praise God. We're going to pick up on another broadcast. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Father, in the mighty, the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the opening of today's message, because you are Jehovah Kadisi, which is the Lord that sanctifies. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. Lord, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug. Stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver. Go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Let them know Jesus come to set them free and turn their life around so that they can change right there in that jail, in that prison. Be brand new men, brand new women. Lord, do these things. We'll give your name the praise. Touch the folks in the free world. Let them know, Jesus, you come to change lives. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and pray. The songs that come to Jesus. He will heal you. He will deliver you. He will set you free. You just hear the message of Ella Holmes that said a prayer. He prayed. You believe the Lord. You open up your heart and mind, and you have received your blessing. So keep on thinking and keep on praising him. And write us and tell us about it, because Jesus really loves you. Don't behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you. Jesus loves you even more. He has a plan for you. There is hope for you, even behind prison bars. You can be free in your spirit, soul, and mind, because Jesus can make you that way. Those in the free world, your prayer is a part of our ministry. Continue to pray as we continue to pray for you. God loves you too. Remember, that's with an everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Bell and myself. The doors open up more. We get into more jails and prisons to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And those in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. It's a powerful website that will bless your soul real good. Praise God. And those that's incarcerated, write our ministry. If you want your letter to be read on our prison broadcast that comes on radio, just write us. Amen. And I'm telling you, we'll let your letter be read. And we respect your privacy. So those of you that's incarcerated, you're welcome to write our prison ministry. So that's broadcast. The Chaplain William Owens, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train. This train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.